Shell collectors, take note. If you picked up a conch shell this summer along the shoreline of the Florida Keys, look again. Only last week, a diver washed a conch shell that he'd plucked up from 30 miles off Key West. Inside that shell, he found a fat emerald, 40.2 carats. The diver and the emerald are both at an undisclosed location. We wonder why. Doug Pope is president of Amelia Research and Recovery Company. He joins us from the pilot house of the research vessel, Polly L, off the coast of Key West. Mr. Pope, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's okay. Scott, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. I didn't know that conch shells produced emeralds.
Oh, they do not. This particular conch shell apparently was empty back in 1622 when the Santa Margarita sank, and somehow the emerald migrated into the conch shell and laid there until couple weeks ago.
So a Spanish galleon called the Santa Margarita sank on September 6, 1622, as I understand it, and somehow the emerald floated into this conch shell.
You know, somehow it ended up in the shell, and the emerald fell out of the shell.
So this is one of your divers that picked it up?
That's correct.
And we should explain that he or she, your diver, didn't know there was an emerald inside.
That is correct, and when he found it, he called me and said that he really wasn't sure whether it was an emerald or a piece of broken Heineken bottle.
An emerald or a broken Heineken bottle, huh?
Yeah, luckily. Well, last time he thought he had an emerald, it was a piece of glass.
I don't know much about emeralds, but 40.2 carats, this is a mighty pudgy emerald, isn't it?
Well, I can tell you, if you bought your wife a 40.2 carat emerald and surprised her with it, you'd probably have to get another wife, because I'm sure she'd have a heart attack. I know mine would.
Wait, I mean, how big exactly? Is it, I don't know, like a golf ball?
Yeah, it's just over an inch long. If you take your thumb and bend it, it's about the size of the last joint of your thumb.
Mr. Pope, you volunteered that you're married.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I won't try and read any significance into that. I'm just wondering, when you've had your hand on a 40.2 carat emerald, is it a little difficult to give your wife just a dozen long-stemmed roses for your anniversary?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. And she loved the emerald. She held it for a minute and said, okay, let's get it where it's got to be. I've had it enough.
Now, you must be concerned with this publicity that a lot of amateurs will go out there with fins and a snorkel and try and find their own emerald.
Well, I tell you, if any amateurs go out there with fins and a snorkel and recover any treasure, we're going to hire them because they're real good. I mean, it's a very hard work. I've done a lot of things in my life. I've never done anything that's as hard to work as what we do.
Mr. Pope, thank you very much.
Okay.
Doug Pope is president of Amelia Research and Recovery Company, speaking with us from the research vessel Polly L off the coast of Key West, Florida.